but je dit is lekker om hier te mag wees en ja, how can we stop from singing your name, from shouting your praise, because Lord, you are so glorious and wonderful and merciful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. 13,714. Dis soveel dae lank ek al getroud is met hierdie enetjie wat hier reg sit. Nou, ons het ontmoet op 'n kamp, en dit was in Mei maand. En nou moet jy sien, dit is nou 'n typiese kampterrein, en hier is 'n paar akkerbome, daar begin so te val. Daar is so effens van buiten die lug, en die gras begin te verkleur, en ek ry in by die kampterrein. Ek het so rooi alfa gehad, het so gewille wiele opgehaad. Dit was nou in die jare 1980, dus lang voordat die mense van julle gebore is. Ek was toe al so groot, nog nie so nie, maar so. Nou daar, so, this lady, she was wearing a tracksuit at that stage, and playing ball with some kids. And I thought, wow, she looks good. Nou voor dit, het ek nou gebid, en vir die Here gevra, Here, ek wil ook graag een maaikie hê. Jy sê die Here vir my, okay, wat se maat, my liewe kind? Ek sê, ek, een Christen asblief, jy sê, okay, well, that narrows you down, doesn't it? Be more specific, please. Ek sê, ek moet een wees wat lief is vir kinders, en so aan, en so aan. En daar is sy toe nou bezig om met die persoon wat die kamp gereel het, sy kinders te speel met die bal. En ek dacht, okay, dis is een mooi enetjie. Op die kamp het ek gitaar gespeel en gesing en so aan, en ons het lekker gesels, en daar het ook iemand het gesê, listen, that is your wife. And I thought she was quite attractive, and I enjoyed the company, and I prayed about it, and I took the word that was given to me, that dit is nou die een wat jou vrou, you see, I'm managing the Afrikaans en Engels nou nogal, eh? And I thought that would be great, but the Lord didn't tell it to her. And come to the end of the camp, she said, okay, I want to be your friend. En nou, manne, as die meisie vir jou sê, ek wil jou vriend wees, dan verkeer jy haar so pad. Klim daar na die Royal Alpha en ek het even met me. Didn't, up to 7,000 like I did the other car. This one, about 2.5 and I gently took off. En ek wil nou nie rarig weggeruif van hierdie mooie meisie af, en ons het anders so lekker gesels in al die koppelkamp. En toe ek so my spiekie kyk, toe sien ek hier kom sy aan gehaardloop. Nou sy sê, sy het nie gehaardloop, maar sy het. So she came running, and her hair was in the wind. And she stopped at, now at that stage I was doing my national service in the army, is a defense force. And came up to the calls me down, and she said, nommer rang naam asjeblief. Daar so ruil ons toe nou telefoonnommerkies uit. Al het ons nou die heel naweek gesels, nee, nou, onthou nou, sy het nou gesê, sy wil net een vriend wees. Only later did she tell me that she didn't want to tell me she loves me before she know that I'm the one, and that it is real, that it wasn't just an emotional fling or some flirtation for the weekend or whatever the case might be. So after that, I did contact her, she contacted me, we started visiting each other, and at some stage, she did say she loved me. But, you know, when she said she wanted to be a friend, I didn't understand what friendship mean. I can't even understand what is friendship mean. And I was so glad that vriendskap die basis gevorm het van ons verhouding wat uitgeloop het op huwelik. En ek dink dit is so belangrik om goed in gemeente en mooi te verstaan waaroor gaan vriendskap en wat behels vriendskap alles. Nou, ek het al by haar gekuier voordat sy gesê het, sy is lief vir my, en sy wou eers seker maak soos wat ek gesê het. En in hulle badkamer het hulle so prachtige dingetjie gehad, volgende slaai asseblief. Nou, ek weet nie hoe duidelik is dit sigbaar nie. Maar dit was my geweldig kostbaar om te sien, dit te lees. Daar staan, glad days, sad days are all better made with the happy knowledge that our friendship will not fade. En ek het gedink, wow, dit is so kostbaar, dat ek is verlief op haar. Ek kuier by haar. En sy het nog nie gesê, sy is lief vir my nie. Ons is nie in 'n verhouding nie, ons date nie, ons soen nie, ons vry nie, ons... We just visited places together and just enjoyed each other's company. Maar op die stupid simple bordjie, die wete dat ons vriendskap is gegrond in Christus, en ons het dit in gemeen, was vir my so kostbare wete. En ons het die bordjie nou nog daar in ons huis, en ek lees het gereeld, en dit is vir my steeds kostbaar om te weet dat vandag 13,714 dae gelede is ons getroud. 13 December 1986. Nou, as ons kyk na vriendskap, wil ek graag julle lees uit John 17, verse 6 to 19. Now, I'm gonna read it in the English as I have tears in this. It says, it is Jesus speaking. John 17, verse 6 to 19. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them. Now in this portion I want to highlight three sections before we move on to verse 11, just this portion, verse 6 to 10. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me. So Jesus revealed God the Father to his friends. That is one of the first things he says in his prayer, and that is what he has done. He said to his disciples, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. So through his life and through his actions and through his words, he revealed God the Father. En dit is wat ek veel wil vra as ons nou vandag gesels oor vriendskap. Do you reveal the Father through your friendship to your friends? Weet hulle jy dien die Here? Kan hulle meer en meer van ons Vader leer ken deur die vlak en die aard van jou vriendskap met hulle? Met hoe 'n vriend jy is? Leer hulle die Vader beter ken? Of waaroor gaan het in die vriendskap? The second thing I would like to highlight is in verse 9. I pray for them. Bid jy vir jou vriende? En excuse as ek nou vandag sommer baie challenging, jy sal klink in hele paar vra. Maar ek dink dit is binne wat ons kan leer van ons Here Jesus. Van hoe hy sy vriende hanteer het. Wat hy vir sy vriende gedoen het, wat hy vir hulle beteken het. Die rol wat sy vriende in sy lewe gespeel het. Kan ons baie dinge van leer. I pray for them. Bid jy vir jou vriende, bid jy vir hulle by name. Ek is nie 'n ou wat daarvan hou om 'n lysie te hê, okay, dit is 'n standaard gebedjie en jy rommel dit af nie. In gebed, dink ek, kan mense regtig gesels met ons Vader. Maar, daar is toch bepaalde dae wat mense op bepaalde dinge bid, terwille van ek dink dit het maar te doen met die breinprofiele ook nie. And the way we are wired to allow you, okay, on a Monday I pray for this, on a Tuesday I pray for this, and on a Wednesday for that. So do you have a specific day on which you pray for a specific friend? And want them to get to know the Lord better and better.
And the third thing, all I have is yours. And glory has come to me through them.
Dit is nogal interessant ding en om te dink dat Jesus sê dat hy is verheerlik deur sy vriende. En ek struggle nog bietjie om dit mooi te verstaan. Maar dit kan wees dat die manier hoe hulle hom beleef het, het eer gebring aan die Vader. So kom ek sê dit weer, die manier hoe hulle hom beleef het, het eer gebring aan die Vader. Met ander woorde, dit wat hy uitgestraal het aan sy vriende, was sodanig dat die Vader verheerlik is, dat hy eer ontvang het. So dit is iets waar aan ons kan dink. Is ons omgang met ons vriende so van so aard dat ons Vader geëer word? Kom ons lees verder. John 17 vers 11. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by your power of your name. The name you gave me, so that they may have one as we... Sorry, that they may be one, as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that scripture would be fulfilled. That they may be one as we are one. It is so important in friendship to have something in common. And that thing that we have in common is being one in Christ. If that is the basis for friendship and the basis for eventual relationships, if the relationship is to flow from that friendship, you can have no better foundation than being the one in Christ. Being of one mind, being of one intention, one goal, one aim, and that is to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have the Holy Spirit, and it is the same Spirit working in you, that being one is so, so, so important, and it is the best foundation. And I protected them. Is he gone for your friend? Do you have his back? Ek dink elkeen van ons kan dink aan 'n vriend of wie mens kan staat maak. En ek wil graag jou aanmoedig om so vriend te wees op wie jou vriende kan staat maak. Ek het al baie keer vertel van ons was so 3 vriende op universiteit en die 2 manne was hulle vanochtend my so wel en sê, hoorie, is vanochtend nou, wat is het 30 juni? Ek sien jou 14 februari 2027 by Spur, waar is die spur hier so omloop van ding? Jy het ons die spur hier so. Het jy al gehoor van spur? Ek het net wel van ons. In my Mimosa, ek sien jou 14 februari 2027 in Mimosa. Dan hoef hy dit nie een keer te sê. Want ek weet, hy sal daar wees. Ek weet, hy sal daar wees. Die man sy naam is Flip de Villiers, ek het nou langer terug van hom gehoor. Hy is so vind. Andere ene is Leonard Murphy. Hy is so vriend. Leonard sal daar ook nog oproep en sê, ok, onthou nou nie, as het hier so in 2026 is, dan sal hy my herinner dan. Want hy weet in sy hart, hy het daar afspraak vir 2027. Is jy so vriend? Kan jou vriend op jou straat maak? Weet dat jy sal beskerm. You know, one of the biggest things that a husband should do with his wife, our best friends, is he should protect her. Not physically only, but also emotionally, and protect her reputation. I'm nearing retirement age. You know, you need to be retired at 85, so I'm close to that. But if you want to see this person getting really worked up, you must touch my wife's reputation, because she's a princess, she's my best friend, and no one dares say something negative about her.
will get me really, really hot and angry. Let's continue in John 17, verse 13. I'm coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world, and any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the fact, by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. Hier wil ek twee gedeeltes net uitlig. The full measure of my joy. What joy it is to know Christ. What joy it is to share Christ with friends. To be gathered in His name and just worship together. Share His goodness, share testimony, share stories of what He has done in your life. Share stories of how magnificent and glorified He is. Share stories of how ek het hom nog nie op hierdie manier beleef nie. Is dit nie wonderlik nie? Kyk hierso. You know, just to enjoy the small, simple things. How many of you have heard the birds sing this morning? Het julle duifie al gehoor koor vanochtend? Kom ons blijf so 5 sekondes stil en dan wat hoor ons alles na? Daar hoor ek 'n kar. Is dit nie wonderlik om te kan hoor nie? Om te kan weet dat in elkeen van hierdie geluide wat ons nou ervaar het, is daar 'n ondertoon van Here aan Here. Jy weet, ek is baie vir die natuur, behalwe vir vinnigery, hou ek daarvan om in die natuur op te wees. En ek het nog nooit afgekom op 'n voeltjie as 'n mens nou saggies om in 'n wil bakkerik in die voet te neem, dat hy wacht totdat jy naby hom is voordat hy begin sing nie. Nee, hou eerder op om te sing as hy bewus raak van jou teenwoordigheid. Want hoekom? Hy sing vir die Here, nie vir jou nie. Daarom bly stil as jy wil kom afluister. So luister volgende keer wat sê daar voeltjie oor die grootheid en die almag van die Here. Probeer om nie te interrupt nie. Laat jou hart Here saam sing. Jy weet, ons hier die duifie wat sê, weet jy, God het jou lief. Daai duifie, ek weet nie wat is dit nie. Ringnek duifie of lemoen duifie of ek nog nie hoor van 'n perske duifie nie, maar dit kan ook so iets ook wees. Maar daai duifie wat sê, weet jy, God het jou lief. Weet jy, God het jou lief. Luister so 'n bietjie wat sê, en deel dit met jou vriende. Deel die mooiheid van die skepping met jou vriende. Die vreugde is wat hy sê, the full measure of my joy. Want the silly measure of the joy of Christ goes further than just what we sense and what we see and what we feel. It is that knowledge of who He is. And that came out in the song that John led us in. How can I keep from singing your praises? How can I ever say enough how amazing is your love? The other gedeelte is sanctify them by the truth. Your word is the truth. Vrienden, maak nie saak wat julle beleef in julle vriendskap met mekaar nie. Laat die woord van God altyd julle gelyk wees vir wat julle doen, wat julle ervaar, wat julle sê in julle vriendskap met mekaar. Ek wil na die volgende gedeelte toe beweeg in die skrif. En dit is waar ek die titel van vandag se preek ook uithaal. Genesis 4 verse 9. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, let's go out to the field. While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord God said to Cain, Cain, where is your brother Abel?
I don't know, he replied. Am I my brother's keeper?
Are you your brother's keeper? Do you have your brother's best interest at heart? And that is what the essence of friendship is. To love your neighbor as yourself, not to kill him. Proverbs 17 verse 17 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for the time of adversity. There are so many verses in scripture that talks about friendship. So I'm just very briefly going to run through a couple of them. Let me just get my paper, just one second. A couple of characteristics of true friendship, if you are to be your brother's keeper, if you are to have his or her best interest at heart, there are a couple of characteristics of true friendship. Unconditional love is the first one I want to highlight. In other words, not I will love you if you, but I love you, full stop. I love you. I really do love you, full stop. Regardless of what you've done, regardless of what you look like, regardless of whether you are committed to the friendship and you remember to call me each and every second weekend or whatever the case might be, I will be who I am in Christ for you, regardless of who you are. Unconditionally, I love you. Because Christ loves me unconditionally. Because He accepts me unconditionally. If I skip praying or reading Bible before I go to bed tonight, God will not love me less. I will still be His friend. He will still be my Savior and my Redeemer. Unwavering support. Support even if it is tough times. Support even if it is difficult. Even if it costs a price. Even if it means that you have to sacrifice some of your comfort. As jy uit jou gemaksin moet uitbeweeg om daai vriend te wees. Dit is 'n eienskap van 'n regte vriendskap, dat jy bereid is om iets op te offer vir jou vriend. Willingness to challenge. 'N vriend is nie een wat sommer net alles ja en amen wat jy sê nie. 'N vriend sal ook vir jou sê, hoor nie my broer, hoor nie my sis nie. Jy moet kyk nou hierdie en hierdie ding. We've got a friend in our small group. He recently discovered that he's got an allergy for what is that thing to, wat mense in brood kry?
Gluten.
So he says he's got the gluten allergy. And we celebrated the Lord's meal, Nachmal, in the klein group. And we wanted to give him just a little bit of, I think it was cream crackers or was it Provita or whatever we used, something like that. And he said, nee dankie, ek mag nie. And I said, my brother, what are you doing now? You're saying jy mag nie. Net omdat jy nou dink jy is allergisch vir gluten, nou sê jy mag nie. Nagmaal gebruik nie jy. Jy moet versigtig wees wat jy nou maak van die gewaande allergie wat jy het. Jy sê nie, jy mag nie. Wie het jou belet om dit te doen? En hy het dit ter harte geneem. So, do you speak into your friend's life and say to him or her, listen this, you must be careful that, so that you do not let anybody else stumble through your actions. As mense na jou kyk, dan kan hulle dalk dink, wow, jy is 'n Christen en jy doen sulke dinge. As jy dit raak sien in jou vriend, dat daar iets is wat jy sy medemens kan laat struikel, dan moet jy bereid wees met aan te praat. Al is daar die risiko dat die vriendskap vir paar dae, weke, maande wat bietjie suur kan word. Maar mense moet bereid wees met aan te praat. Full of grace.
this very same friend to which I said, listen, my brother, you cannot say you may not, and then exclude the Lord's Supper from it as well. You cannot do that because you think you're allergic. But I understand where you come from, where you've suffered a bit with stomach discomfort and associated symptoms of allergies and whatever the case might be. So I understand that. But I want to plead, think carefully. En asseblief, sê volgende keer kom, sê vir ons voor die tyd. Ons weet nou, jy is allergies vir gluten, so ons gaan glutenvrye broodjies kry of wat in die geval mag wees. Die voel af, guys. Excuse me, there's no use of what I got here time I got with pencil on the ink. What can ruin a friendship? Gossip. Chi. As ek nou gaan met die gesê, weet julle, in ons small group is daai een ou, en sy naam is dit, en hy verbeel om allerhande goedes wat hy nou erg is. Maar weet julle, hy is eindig nie, want weet julle, hy is so vol vies. Nee. Met allerhande dinge wat hy homself net verbeel en nou, dit moet echt be me degrading en lelik praat. Weetskinder is dit wat jy een geheim wat jy nie vir een persoon op een slag vertel. En dan is dit gewoonlik ook met die intentie van ek wil eindelijk net wees, ek is so grapsie beter van een bykie beter as hy, maar volgende keer as ek kom dan sê ek weer, laat my dat, ja, hallo my broer, man. Ek het rarig veel van hand op broekies onder gluten nie so. Die vreed. Nee, nou, gossip kan ruin a friendship. Proverbs 11, verse 1 also says, a scale that is not true can ruin a friendship. In other words, when you're false, when you say something but actually it is not the truth, but you're not reliable, not consistent, the same today as you've been yesterday and will be tomorrow. By saying that, I immediately want to say that there should be growth. This is not speaking about that. The scale that is not true means one day like this, the other day like that. You cannot rely on that person. So tomorrow when you test it, it will measure the same as it measures today. That is when the scale is reliable and true and not false. Not trustworthy. I mentioned those friends of mine. I can trust them. We'll be okay. I can trust my kids to them. I know they will not be onbetrouwbaar with my kids. With my friend, with my vrou. I can weet ek is veilig in hulle hande. Betrouwbaar. Not having time. Now if you want to visit your friends and they never have time for you. We'll come to a stage where this and you just say, okay, ach ek weet hulle gaan wees en hulle is bezig nie vandag nie. Of hulle het hierdie werkdruk, hulle het hierdie deadline, hulle het daarin waarom hulle moet aandag gee. Jammer, nie vandag nie, ek nie tyd vandag vir jou. Kom volgende week, kom ons dan maak ons een plan, kom ons kyk ergens. Kom volgende week, dan is ook nie tyd. Of hulle volg nie op nie, of so. And not forgive, Proverbs 17 verse 9. As jy nie vergewe nie, nou, jy ken ons altyd hierdie wrok teen die persoon, en het altyd hierdie skaduwee wat hang oor die vriendskap. So, these are five things that can ruin a friendship. Gossip, scale that is not true, not being trustworthy, not having time, and unforgiveness. You can see the scripture references there. How do you fix it? If a friendship has gone sour, how do you fix it? You talk about it? With whom? With your friend. You confess. See, my friend,
Ek besef ek het jou seer gemaak. Ek was onnadenkend, ek was voortvarend, ek was sommer net plein onbeskof. Ek is jammer. Beleid het. En vra die Here om die belydenis opreg te maak in jou hart en sê, Here, die vriendskap is so kostbaar vir my. Help asseblief as ek nou gaan praat daaroor en bely wat ek verkeerd gedoen het. En dat probeer verduidelik wat het my gemotiveer om so op te tree. Dat die persoon dit sal aanvaar en dat ek so net sal eerlik wees en bely om te sê. Dat ek vergifnis by u sal kry. En dat uit u liefde my vriend my ook sal vergewe. En ons hierdie vriendskap kan herstel, asseblief. Then you commit to the friendship. He said, I want to work on this friend. I still want you in my life. I want to have you as a friend. Therefore, I commit to be there for you in time of need, in times of happiness, in times of joy, in times of sadness. I commit to this. And I commit to pray, that is the next point. To pray for your friend. You pray together. You pray for yourself. You ask your friend to pray for you. You humble yourself and open yourself by allowing your friend to see your weaknesses and asking him or her to pray into that. And then you focus on your unity in Christ. Those can be the five steps how you can fix a relationship. But the bottom line is, there's a friend who gave his life. There's a friend who surpasses all other friendships. Romans 5 verse 68 says, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person. Though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I often understood in the past that portion which says there's a friend that is closer than a brother. And I felt that way about those two friends of mine, Flip and Leonard. I often refer to them as the friends that are closer to a brother. But you know, the real one who is closer than a brother is our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. And you can have eternal friendship with him. You kneel at the cross. For when Jesus hung on the cross, he saw his friend John, and he saw his earthly mother Mary, and he said, let there be a relationship. Vrouwdaas jou sien, sienaas jou, dit is vrouw. Dit is nou my paraphrase. Niemand in jou huis, Johannes, Mama Mary, Mama Maria, neem om as jou seun, en laat haar verhouding nabij wees. So selfs in sy oomblikke van goedeste pijn, goedeste nood, en goedeste, ergste ding wat hy kon deurgaan, op aarde, het Jesus nog steeds verhoudings belangrik geag. Toen nog steeds in liefde vir die moordenaar aan die kruis langs hom gesê, vandag sal jy sommer in die paradijs wees. Net omdat ek gesê het, Here, wees my genadig, dink aan my as jy in die koninkryk kom. En daarom wil ek jou uitnooi, reconsider your friendships, weigh them, treasure them, value them, and anchor them in an eternal friendship that is anchored in the cross of Jesus Christ.
My prayer for you, brothers and sisters, dear friends, is that you will be blessed with friends, or friends forever, as the Lord is the Lord of them. Be that friend through the power of the Holy Spirit, and may you be blessed with knowing who you are in Christ, knowing that, as that Afrikaans song says, wat 'n vriend het ons in Jesus. Hy wat in ons plek wil staan, wat altyd vir ons as middelaar daar is, waar hier ons na God kan gaan. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for being our friend, but more than that, our Savior, our Lord, our Healer, our Redeemer, our everything. For from you and to you are all things, and yours are the glory, the power, the majesty, and praise forever. Lord, we love you. Sometimes imperfect, sometimes more, sometimes less. But you love us first. That is why we can respond to your love. And I want to ask you, Lord, to bless this congregation, bless each to everyone who are in attendance here today, and all those who couldn't be here today for whatever reason. Lord, I want to ask you to bless this congregation with growth. Growth firstly spiritually and growing closer and nearer to you, but also growth in numbers. Lord, so that this may become a blooming, bright, shining light for you in this beautiful town called Bloemfontein. That we may experience your grace and love and mercy new and fresh every morning, when we hear a bird singing for you, when we are blessed with the ability to hear the roar of tires on tar roads or engine, or whatever we hear, whatever we see, whatever we smell, whatever we taste, whatever we feel. Use that, Lord, all five our senses, to make us more aware of you, you our eternal friend, so that we may glorify in everything. We ask that you please, please bless Marius and Gerda, and John and Tanya, for taking lead in this congregation, and everyone else who falls, sees or heard this in you, who is true to the calling they received in you, and how to serve this congregation and one another. Bless him, Lord, and I want to thank you for them. And Lord, in closing of this prayer, I want to ask you to bless us with true friends. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.